This is TWiT.
This is a really interesting story about Troy, Troy Hunt. And it's too long for me to cover in the kind of detail that I wanted to, but I'll give you enough of a taste of it. I hope to whet your appetite because I gave the longest part of the story another shortcut so that to encourage people to go find it. I titled this "Hasn't Been Pwned," because without success, it turns out that Troy Hunt has just concluded a year-long search for someone to purchase or maybe merge with his very popular and very useful Have I Been Pwned site. Have I Been Pwned is really a much bigger deal than it might seem from the outside. For example, in his posting of March this year, following 10 months of work to find a partner, he said, a lot happens in 11 months. I onboarded 5 new governments onto HIBP, Austria, Ireland, Norway, Switzerland, and Denmark. He says, and a 6th one about to be announced any day now. I loaded 77 new data breaches comprising 1.7 billion records into Have I Been Pwned, and signed up almost 400,000 more individual subscribers to the service. Holy crap. He says, I built and launched the authenticated API and payment process. I really should have done this earlier. I'm so happy with it. So, yeah, there's a lot there. As I said, he posted the story of his 11th month quest back in March. It is really and truly a fantastic read. He describes the insanity of endless meetings and notes the process's bizarre similarity to many of our much-loved episodes of Silicon Valley. And he, like, you know, really talks about it in some detail. There were hundreds of initial candidates which he went through a screening process and a successive weaning process over, with NDAs and due diligences and all kinds of stuff. And if we didn't have way too much else to get to, I would read it into the podcast. But since I really believe it's worthwhile, I've given it, as I said, a GRC shortcut, grc.sc/Troy, T-R-O-Y. You really should check it out if you have a chance, grc.sc/Troy. I think all of our listeners would find it really interesting. So that was as of March of this year. Troy began the wrap-up of that post by writing, so what's next for HIBP and for me? He says, to be honest, I need time to recover. What I've explained in this post will never adequately illustrate just how stressful this process was. I need some time where I'm not waking up dreading how much work will have landed in my inbox overnight. I need some time to write more code and more blog posts, two things that remain my passion but had to take a back seat during this process. I'll still keep running Have I Been Pwned as I always have, but I need the headspace to get my energy levels back up and plan the next phase. He says, I've almost entirely cleared my calendar for the next few months, and consider that this was in March of this year, so we know what was going on in March, to give me that much-needed timeout. And with coronavirus causing a heap of conferences to be canceled and travel plans to be disrupted, it's probably not a bad time to stay home anyway. And that brings us to today, and Troy's posting just last Friday. I have a link to the most recent blog posting, and he starts out, let me just cut straight to it. I'm going to open source the Have I Been Pwned code base. The decision has been a while coming, and it took a failed M&A process, that's what he called his mergers and acquisition process, to get here. But the code will be turned over to the public for the betterment of the project, and frankly, for the betterment of everyone who uses it. Let me explain why and how. And he goes on. And again, it's useful to read that. I've got a link in the show notes. And I'm struck again, wishing I could share his detailed description of his plans for Have I Been Pwned? But at least the gist of it is clear. Have I Been Pwned will become a major and significant open source project on GitHub, so that Troy is no longer carrying the entire burden of moving it forward himself. It's clear that there's huge enthusiasm for the features offered by the system, and Troy's approach has always been to be entirely open and transparent anyway. So, I mean, it just seems like a good fit and the natural next step. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on it. So the news here is Have I Been Pwned is going to GitHub and open source and will be open to contributions and code from people other than just Troy himself.